that was great. That was a good session. It's the only one we did with Tom then.
Were you in the band when they opened for the Rolling Stones?
Yeah, I played with the band when they opened for the Stones at the Hollywood Bowl.
How was that?
Well, it was just like another gig. It was pretty good. It was a big crowd and everything was pretty exciting. I remember I had a Mini Cooper at the time.
Great.
I remember driving it to the gig and trying to get in the backstage with it. And I just said, well, if you don't want to let me in, you don't have to. Just tell somebody that the guitar player from Buffalo Springfield can't get in. So I sat there for a while, and I got in eventually. I wasn't in a hurry. I said, it's okay with me. I mean, somebody's going to notice I'm not there. They're going to be looking for me.
Yeah, no cell phones in those days. You couldn't call anybody.
Oh, no. Everything was really different. It was all reality. People had to talk to each other face to face.
What was Laurel Canyon like back then? What was the vibe like? What was the feeling? What was the community like?
Pretty hippie-fied community. A lot of beautiful green stuff, green plants, old houses. The neighborhoods were full of people from bands. Down the hill from me was Danny Hutton from Three Dog Night. He was just like 100 yards below me on the hill. I lived up in a cabin up on a hill rented by an astrologer named Keo. I had a little pine cabin where I wrote a lot of those songs, all those Buffalo Springfield songs up there, on pieces of newspaper. I wish I still had them. At one point, I had all the newspapers in a big pack with felt tip markers on top of newsprint.
Wow.
That's how I wrote those. Mr. Soul, Broken Arrow, all those kind of songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably Expecting to Fly and all that. They're somewhere over there in a dumpster in the sky. But down the hill from me, I was up the steps near Keo's house in my little pine cabin that was separate by about, 100 yards or so along the hill. But at the bottom of the steps, which were quite numerous steps, there was a garage. And John Densmore lived in the apartment above the garage. And, everybody was just playing at the Whiskey A Go-Go. The Three Dog Night was kind of a manufactured group that was put together by a record company. And they were pretty cool. And I remember them coming along and playing the whiskey and kind of breaking themselves in. And further down the road was Denny from the Mamas and Papas and Michelle Phillips and Denny Doherty. Yeah, they were everywhere. Rockers were everywhere down there.
Did it feel good coming from Canada, moving down, and then being in this neighborhood of like-minded people? Was that different?
I thought that's what it was like. I just thought that's what happened. I was in Hollywood with people everywhere. I wasn't surprised because all the musicians lived there because they all play there. That's where they all come from. That's where all the record companies were and the studios and everything. So it didn't strike me that much. Now, in retrospective, it does kind of get me.
Yeah, at the time, it seemed normal. And then when did you move to Topanga?
68, probably. I think 68. The Springfield broke up, and I moved to, I can't remember exactly how it happened, but I think I moved to the Chateau Marmont, where I lived in a room there for a while, an apartment. But I'm not really sure of that. I was there a couple of times. I know I did Tonight's the Night living in there. And somehow I was, at some point I moved up north. I saw a ranch. I saw the land out of an airplane window when I was going up there to play with the Springfield and Sausalito in this place called the Charles Van Dam.